Well, today's episode on Let Us Know More About General Balance Sheet with Example. SAG Infotech has shared tips on General Balance Sheet with Example while detailing its features. So let's start. What is the balance sheet? A balance sheet denotes a clear and concise statement of a firm's total assets, liabilities, and net worth. It offers an exact explanation of a company's financial position at a given point in time. Balance sheets are generally prepared at the end of the month, quarter, or year-end by the accounting experts of a company. The overall financial health of a business, including assets, liabilities, and net wealth, is represented via a balance sheet. Every business today requires software like government-authorized general balance sheet solution for loan grants, tax submissions, and attracting potential investors. This general balance sheet software offers a solution to users who to arrange a balance sheet for personal or office use. Key elements of a balance sheet. There are three major parts of a balance sheet that helps in identifying the total assets or liabilities of a company at a given time. These three major components include assets, liabilities, and owner's equity. Net worth, owner's equity. Owner's equity, sometimes referred to as the sole proprietorship or net worth, denotes the book value of the company because it equates to the amount, which is equal to the reported asset minus the reported liability. Assets, liabilities equals net worth. The balance remaining after the liabilities are subtracted from the assets of a particular business is known as the net worth. Preparing a balance sheet. The two most common formats for balance sheet reporting are the vertical balance sheet, all line items are presented on the left side of the page. The horizontal balance sheet, where asset line items are listed down the first column whereas liabilities and equity line items are listed in a later column. What can be identified from the balance sheet analysis? The overall financial health of a company at a given time point. The amount of capital held by a business. The solvency, productivity, and growth of a business. Pros of balance sheet reporting. Business valuation. You can get an accurate picture of the business status or determine its value at a given point of time by analyzing the balance sheet of a company. Quick decision making. Every balance sheet is unique as it provides critical information to businesses for their future financial planning, whereas investors can use this information in conjunction with other financial documents, that is, cash flow statements, etc. Easy calculation of financial ratios. The long-term profitability and short-term financial outlook of a company can be easily determined by calculating the financial ratios through balance sheets. Cons of balance sheet reporting. Misleading data or numbers. Balance sheets are perfect for getting an on-point financial summary or snapshot of the business at a given time point, but at the same time, it can mislead potential investors. The true value of assets is underexposed. The true value of the assets is underexposed in balance sheets as they are reported at the historical costs. The current market valuation is generally neglected. Other limitations. Some of the current assets of a company in a balance sheet are mostly valued on an estimation basis. Hence, the true financial position of the business can't be measured directly from the balance sheet. Conclusion. So, overall, a balance sheet is an important financial document that helps business owners make sound and knowledgeable financial decisions. When used alongside other important financial documents like profit and loss statement, cash flow statement, etc. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast so you never miss an episode. Visit our website at sageinfotech.com or call us at 0141-407-2000. Thanks for listening.